Happy Thursday and happy December, news listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. Yes, indeed, it's December 1st, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're starting out with YouTube and crashing, at least for iOS users. Yes, apparently, Team YouTube is very much aware of this problem. Problem is, though, they don't really know what the problem is, and Google's not actually responding to any comment requests regarding it. This all started, of course, when YouTube got a lovely little update for iOS, which in most cases has rendered it useless. The crashing, though, varies. Sometimes it's just launching the app, sometimes it's halfway through a video. Regardless, though, it's affecting every iOS device. So, if you haven't yet, it's best you don't upgrade just right now. If you have already, well, yeah, it's a waiting game. Ah, you remember LastPass having that breach a few months ago? Well, apparently it wasn't the last time. Yep, there's been another data breach. And apparently now, even though hackers didn't gain access to users' stored passwords, did expose at least some user data. Ah, lovely. Also a little tidbit to be known. The reason why hackers were able to get back into LastPass, they were actually using the information that was taken back in August. Now, that information, LastPass still isn't really saying what it was. They also don't know how many customers were affected, too. The only thing they are pushing for is that no passwords were compromised. Yeah, I don't know. Being the fact that hackers are using the information they just got a few months ago, and they're getting back into LastPass, one has to wonder. Now, according to the folks over at LastPass, they are working diligently to understand the scope of the incident. Those are always assuring words, aren't they? And going on to say they will try to identify what specific information has been accessed. Well, if you got a 2013 or 2014 iMac, maybe an Apple Watch Series 2, that's officially vintage now. Don't you feel old? Yes, as of yesterday, Apple updated its vintage and obsolete product lists. Now, the 2013 and 14 iMacs that were actually on the vintage list are now considered obsolete, meaning if you need a repair, well, good luck. Now, it does include the 21.5-inch and the 27-inch iMacs, and even that 2014 27-inch Retina 5K iMac. As far as the Apple Watch Series 2 goes, it's vintage, meaning it's 5 years old, but you can still probably get some parts for it, as vintage devices are covered for up to 7 years. Repairs? Yep, they're subject to parts availability, which we all know right now, yeah, there ain't a whole lot of parts out there, regardless if it's vintage or not. And finally, well, once again, it's that time of year again. Time for your crap for Christmas. Boy, we got a doozy for you. And for some of you perverts out there, it might have double duty. Yeah, I'm talking about a banana cleaner. Why would you want to clean your banana? Depends on which banana you're talking about, I guess. Yeah, we'll just leave that right there. Yes, introducing the automatic banana cleaner. This nifty little gadget actually massages your banana to get it nice and squeaky clean. It offers food-grade safe silicone material and is soft and comfortable. I don't know why you need it to be soft and comfortable for your banana, but hey, at least it's there. Now, it's actually got 3 power modules on board and a pressure control because, you know, that's needed for bananas. Wink, wink. It's also waterproof up to 30 meters. Again, if you need to clean your banana that far down in water. And of course, it offers USB charging. It's got a 15 milliamp hour lithium battery on board and will last for 90 minutes to clean your banana. Now, if you really think I'm making this stuff up, no. Head on over to bananacleaner.store where you can find the lovely banana cleaner for $39.99. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website is at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find all the BTN content over there. Of course, find us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And join the Slack room with the BTN community today at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show back at your way next week, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.